One. I said one.
One.
No, one.
One.
Ready? Three, two, one.
That's good. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Welcome back to Pour Me Scotch Weekly.
PMS Weekly.
I'm John.
And I'm Steven.
Welcome back. What are we drinking tonight?
What are we drinking? I am on that Glenfiddich, what is this, 12-year.
Nice.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm on the Glenfiddich 15 still as well. None of our wonderful listeners have sent us any scotch yet.
Hit him up on Twitter, at Son of Scotch. No, what is it? At Son of Whiskey. He supports the show. He's a big-time follower. Appreciate him. I'd appreciate him even more if he was an official sponsor.
Official sponsors would be awesome. But that would alas, be dank. We are in our baby days still.
Still.
It's all good. So,
I feel like it's been so long since we recorded. Last week,
but it was
we
just
didn't have
week.
Our midweek meeting.
I know. And
meow.
The cat decided it wanted to input into this week's episode. So,
yeah.
There we have it. What are we going to start with as far as judging the titles of articles? Would you like to start?
Sure, I can start. Let's start with China, because China always has something interesting going on. China bans Peppa Pig because she promotes gangster attitudes.
Who is Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig, for all you non-listening parents, for all you non-parents that are listening, it is a British pig cartoon on PBS that tries to, I guess, just teach kids morals, like to be friendly and please and thank yous. And but I guess I have the mind of a child, because I don't get where this gangster attitude comes from.
So, I mean, my guess is Peppa Pig is a gangsta pig.
No, they're like far from it. They are literally like a British family in the form of a cartoon disguised as pigs.
Interesting.
Like there's Peppa and George, and I think there's another little one.
Maybe it's because it's Peppa, not Pepper.
Like Salt and Peppa.
Yeah.
Oh, got you. Maybe. But no, because it's, I don't know. Promotes
again,
gangster attitudes.
It's China, and China has a whole list of very exciting things going on that, I don't know, they might start.
Their time could
us.
Be better spent elsewhere, not policing PBS.
But
oi, George, piss off, would you? You stupid wanker. Like, I've never heard that on Peppa Pig.
I was going to say, that sounded pretty gangster to me, you know? Sounded pretty gangster to me.
I know.
What color is Peppa Pig?
She pink. Like they're pink all colored? Pink.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, not that you, I mean, there are plenty of white gangsters.
Well, no, plenty of gangsters in the 90s wore pink, or like early 2000s.
Exactly.
That, like the whole Dipset and Cameron and Jewel Santana and all them.
I wore pink.
Yeah, well, that's not because you're a gangster.
Why is
that's
that?
Just because you fancy pink. And to be fair, it wasn't pink, it was salmon.
No, I've worn pink as well, okay? My favorite color is purple.
Is it now? I thought Cassie picked those colors, but...
No, it's our favorite color.
Oh, that's so cute.
For our wedding. It is very cute, I know. So, one I have here, kind of maybe... I don't know how this would relate, but it doesn't really relate. But officers were lit and turned up at student's prom, police department says.
Blah, 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 blah. Like lit and turned up?
I guess so. That's what I'm saying. Like, so let's talk about this because...
Where were they? They were lit and turned up at what? What
at
function?
Student's prom.
Oh.
So... aren't they supposed to prevent those kinds of things from happening at prom?
They're probably just preventing the fights. I don't think they're policing the drinks.
Okay. They're not trying to be, but, or is this them trying to be cool as well? And I'm going to kind of go right into another one that I found because I thought they were, I mean, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
I thought they were pretty close because this one also says police department jokes about riding po-po on squad cars to relate with young residents.
Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. Those are two totally separate articles. So,
well, you see, the po-po was over there getting lit. And
exactly. Turn up.
No,
what does
I mean,
turn up even mean? I feel like that means like they're getting down to the music with a bunch of high school students.
I guess. No, they're just like, they're fucked up. They were on something, whether it be drugs or alcohol.
The police were as well.
Yeah. Well, that's because they were lit. They were lit and turned up.
But they're not supposed to. That's what the police are for. I guess if they call themselves the po-po now.
No, haven't you ever been to something that you didn't want to be at?
Yes.
Regularly. What do you do before you go to that place?
I get lit and turned up.
You get lint. You don't get lint. You get lit and turned up. Like, you pregame before you get there because you're like, this is going to suck. Let me make myself able to enjoy this shit show that I'm about to walk into.
I'm going to have a concoction.
Right.
Of... Like we do, as by the time we get to the end of the show, we're pretty lit and turned up.
We are really lit. We're like on fire. 100 emoji. Like,
that's pretty on fire. So,
like,
so about the other one here, the po-po, I mean, I think I get it, but what is the point of trying to relate to young residents? You're not. Are you going to pull them over less than you would like?
No, but I think it's the same. It's like in line with how nowadays you're seeing a lot of the pictures with cops sitting on the stoops in the hood, bringing kids chips and sodas and playing basketball with them and throwing a baseball around. They're just trying to be relatable. They're just trying to show people that they're human. So they're right. Like, in whatever way we can relate with you, you call us a po-po, we're going to put po-po on the side of our cars. What do you want?
Yeah.
The only thing I could think that would make it better is if they play that song that was like, whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the police, whoop, whoop, like for their siren.
When they're pulling people over.
Yeah.
That would be clever.
That'd be I would be
happy to get pulled over. No longer would my heart be racing. I would want to get out of the car and get lit and turned up with those police.
With the who?
I'm sorry. I don't know who I'm talking about anymore either.
The po-po.
The po-po. That's what is what I meant to say.
Lit I would and turned get, up with the po-po.
When they pull me over. That's the sound of the police.
People would just enjoy their presence more, I think.
Exactly. Instead of, like, their heart stopping every time the police pass them.
Well, no, I think they would still be like that, but they would just be like, oh, shit, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, look, who do these guys think they are? It's just a social media thing. Fuck them.
Yeah.
They keep us safe, though. Well, most
sometimes.
People. Sometimes.
If they're not lit and turned up.
So when you're lit, I don't know why I keep saying lint. Because I'm lit. When you're lit and turned up, one of the best things to eat is pizza.
Pizza. I love pizza.
Now, since I moved 3,000 miles away from every pizza that I knew, JetBlue's got my back.
Do they really?
JetBlue is launching a coast-to-coast pizza delivery service.
According to the headline.
Yes. That is the headline.
So is that to deliver?
that was it.
Is that to deliver like LA people, New York pizza?
Or vice versa, if you're into spinach and kale. And
spinach and kale pizza?
Yeah.
I guess some people might be into that. I don't mind spinach on my pizza, but I prefer like pepperoni or just cheese pizza. Thin crust.
Well, some vegetables are okay. Like, look, so this weekend, we had a little party get together for Sophie's birthday. We had some pizzas because all the kids love pizza. Why not? Just, it's quick and easy. And then my wife was like, I'm going to order a veggie supreme, a small one for me and whoever else wants to eat it.
Right.
This was like a 12-pound pizza.
They come with so much shit on them.
So much. And it's like every vegetable that you can think of that retains water.
So it's just this soggy pizza.
Exactly. It's this soggy, floppy.
That's not pizza, though, anymore. That's like vegetable
pie. It's a salad on the dough.
Yeah. Vegetable pie.
Gross, soggy, worm-like veggie pie.
Sounds pretty gross to me.
It is gross, but let me give you a tip. You and everybody that's listening. You can make a good veggie pizza. Cook down the vegetables first.
First.
Get that water out. If you put those fresh vegetables onto that pizza, it's going to turn into that soggy, wet mop pizza and be gross.
And it Nobody's smells gonna like eat a it. Wet mop, too.
Yeah.
Actually.
Cook them down. Get the water out. They're still fresh. They'll be nice and crunchy. You don't have to burn them and char them or whatever. Just get the water out. Pizza 101.
So, yeah, and back to this article. I mean, how are they, like, what is the point of delivering pizza coast to coast? Like,
I mean, I guess if you order by a certain time, you can have it same day.
Same day, right. Is that, like, supposed to be Domino's pizza? Are they certain pizza carriers? Or do you think they're actually just delivering pizza on their airplanes?
I think they're just picking a pizza. And, like, they're like, we have a flight coming into L.A., so come pick up your pizza.
See how many pieces of pizza or pies we can fly in from a different state.
Yeah, like, hey, we have a flight from Chicago going to L.A., would you like to order anything?
Who wants Chicago pies?
Yeah. Chicago pies, they're okay. They're not great.
No.
I'm not really down with the sauce on the top.
Mm-mm.
But, hey, if you like that, try it. Call JetBlue. See when they're going to be in your area. And if you could place an order.
That's just a good example of an article title that...
Doesn't tell you shit.
Doesn't tell you anything. I mean, it just really sounds like... They're delivering pies coast to coast by airplane, which seems to take a little bit longer than the Domino's.
Maybe it's not even like that, though. Maybe it's a drone, because it says that JetBlue is launching a pizza delivery service. That doesn't mean they're flying it on their planes. Maybe they have drones now.
Yeah. Okay. That I could see. That drone seems a little bit more doable, believable, you know, than flying pizzas in the empty seats on the airplane. I mean, think how bad that must be for the people flying, you know?
Or how good that is for the people flying.
If they get to eat them.
Well, no, you can't fucking touch my pizza. But instead of fucking smelling Joe Schmo's feet because he's got his socks off, you can smell fresh pies.
Soggy vegetable pies.
Right. That could be the bad part. You're smelling that. You'd rather be smelling Joe Schmo's feet. Even though they smell like soggy vegetables anyway.
So, I've got another one here.
All right, shoot.
So, here's an example of a really bad title, and it shows up differently on Reddit than it does on the title on the actual website.
Right.
So I don't know what that means, but it says a Florida man legitimately set the Guinness World Record for tallest hat just to prank local news and make the world more magical. But then if I click through to this article title, it says Guinness says a Tampa man made the world's tallest hat. There's no record of his existence.
So a fake man? Broke
exactly. So this is on the Tampa Bay Times. This is under investigations. Guinness says a Tampa man made the world's tallest hat, but there is no record of his existence. So
I kind of wanted to see the hat. Do they have a picture of it?
Yep, they definitely have a picture of it.
Because this is Ethan Klein from H3H3 Productions, I'm pretty sure he had the record for the tallest, or no, maybe it was the, I think it was the most amount of hats stacked. It wasn't a single hat, but he had like a 6 foot tall stack of hats on his head.
Right. This does not seem like that tall of a hat.
And it sure doesn't. That looks like a Mad Hatter with a flamingo.
Exactly.
On it.
And it has just a little, and his poodle has a little hat on
it. The poodle looks like he's got a penis on his head, honestly. It doesn't look like a hat on him.
Little white penis with a pink tip.
That's a white penis. You said it the first time. yeah, that doesn't seem. I wouldn't even look for this guy.
Right.
Piss off.
Me neither.
It's not impressive.
It just, exactly. It just felt stupid.
You know what it looks like? It looks like he got a poster board and just rolled it around his head and put a flamingo on the top of it.
So that's not even really a hat.
It's not even a hat.
It's the base of a hat with a giant cone head thing on it.
Not even. I think he just cut a circle out of a second poster board and made that the brim. Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake,
so that's why there's no record of his existence, really.
Yeah, because we don't give a shit about you. I don't even. I'm not even going to look at this picture. I'm not even going to click on this picture again. I don't want to give it any more clicks.
Okay.
Fucking loser. That's fake poster board. Build a real
poster
hat.
Poster board hat. Yeah. What
Be
defines a real hat in this case?
I mean, make it out of fabric, not poster board.
Right. I see.
At the very, or if you're going to make it out of poster board, cover it in a fabric so at least it looks like a hat.
Right, not just a piece of giant paper.
Right. You're fired. Fake news. Man, these are I don't have good ones. I mean, they're okay, but they're like they're depressing.
All right, let's hear it though.
But they all go together. A lot of them. This one's okay. Mystery pooper at New Jersey High School's track turned out to be superintendent, cops say.
So there was a person pooping.
That they had no idea who it was on the track.
But it ended up being the superintendent of the school.
Yeah.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Is it? Why was he shitting on the track?
I have no idea.
Of his own school.
It's hard to say.
And how many times, this goes back in line with the other stuff that we talk about.
Yeah.
How many times does somebody have to do this?
For it to become a thing.
Yeah. That you're like, now you're setting up cameras or however they caught him. I would assume it was some sort of.
It had to be camera. Several times.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Dane.
The Dane Cook.
Who shit on the coats?
Yeah.
Somebody shit on the coats.
No,
but in this case, somebody was shitting on the track.
No, it's more like George Carlin because it happened on the track. The funniest thing you could ever see is a grown man running full speed shitting himself.
Maybe that's what this was. It was in honor of George Carlin.
Yeah. Every day for however long.
Right. He was trying to wait for it to be the funniest thing for anybody to see. He's like, I'm going to make this the funniest thing somebody's seen. And then it finally took like several hundred days. And it wasn't even that somebody caught him and thought it was funny. It's just like the maintenance guy is like, who the fuck is shitting? So he sets up like a game camera.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, fuck you, seniors. How's this for a prank? We're all streaking to the quad. Everybody's doing it. Come on. Hey, Frank, it's pretty cold out there, huh? Frank the Tank.
So, cops turned up Popo on the squad cars, fake giant hat pooping on the track, and pizzas delivered by JetBlue. And speaking of schools, I have one here. Idaho school can't find a small bit of weapons-grade plutonium.
Man, that's sad.
Exactly.
Thank God, because you're probably going to send it to the fucking China school that's throwing grenades for a sport. They're looking to upgrade their sport, trying to get their hands on some on plutonium. So they're like, hey, Ohio, nobody's going to suspect
Idaho.
Idaho, even better.
And meanwhile, the superintendent of the school's running down the track, exactly. Shitting his pants.
He wants the plutonium to glow his shit green. He's going to drink it like a Homer Simpson episode.
So that's probably where it went. I mean, I really want to read this article, but I don't because...
No, they want to do some stupid experiment, but don't give plutonium to a fucking school.
Don't do it. You're going to... Just look at what happens in China.
They throw grenades. Live
some
grenades.
Some kid is going to start throwing weapons-grade plutonium, which needs something to start it. But anyway, that's just totally ridiculous.
They already have it. They're just trying to get the last piece of the puzzle.
No, it's missing. They can't find the small bit of weapons-grade plutonium.
Right. That's the last piece. That's all they need.
To finish the weapon? I mean, the bomb throwing?
And in all honesty, it's probably a student posing as a teacher to get this. So it's going to be a mass school murder, blow-up fucking 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock news all over the country. How did this happen?
Thank God I don't live in Idaho.
You don't have to once this kid is done.
No. It goes a little bit beyond potatoes.
Yeah.
Schools. I just say potatoes because Idaho is known
Idaho
for
potatoes.
Potatoes. Exactly.
And isn't that where Field of Dreams was? Idaho? No.
I don't know, to be honest.
Where was it? I don't know. Somewhere over there. He built a fucking baseball field. Well, that was a cornfield, not a potato farm, but... Yeah, I can't. It's my dad's favorite movie. Well, one of his favorite movies. Can't remember where it is now.
I just don't understand. How does plutonium, weapons-grade plutonium, go missing? That's how I took that article.
Oh, no, I don't think it's missing.
They can't find it. So it's like, that means they had it in the lab. Now it's gone.
No, I think you're reading it wrong. I think it's like, it's their missing piece.
I see. But that's still then a shitty title for an article because it can be read so many ways.
That's the beauty of this show. You can read it however you want to.
I think it's missing. I think they had it in the lab and then it was gone.
So then that goes in line with my, it was the student ordering it theory. And then the school saw the invoice and they're like, where the fuck is that? When the fuck did we get plutonium?
Right. And for what?
Right. And little fucking Roger Doyle's over here.
And now where is it?
Yeah. In Roger's basement.
In Roger's basement. Doyle? Why Roger Doyle?
I don't, that's literally the first two names that came to my mind. No idea.
If Roger Doyle is listening to this.
Listen.
We know, Roger. We know.
I'm just proud of myself that we were talking about making a bomb, and I said Roger Doyle. All right?
Instead of what?
Any other name. I don't know what you're trying to imply, but I just mean any other name.
Any other name. Roger Doyle doesn't sound like somebody who wants...
All right, so I have a string of few here.
Okay.
That they can all just go right together.
Okay.
A couple of them I can do this for, too. Okay.
Holding.
Man who dressed as Spider-Man while washing children's hospital windows, guilty of child porn.
Of course.
That's not even funny.
Because, it's not funny.
Because...
But- What do you think he's doing on the windows?
Washing them, hopefully.
Yes.
Not spying on kids changing.
No.
Fucking sick kids.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Apparently.
It's disgusting.
The next guy has a plan. A Florida man plans to barbecue all the child molesters.
Get Spider-Man.
On the spit.
On the spit. Now. I'm all for it.
Well.
Although they're going to say it's a mental disease soon and they can't be accused of it.
Isn't it already? Isn't that how most child abusers or sex offenders get off now? Oh, well, I'm mentally ill. I don't have control over this. I was born this way.
That's disgusting. I don't believe it. First of all,
I don't either.
But what is it with Florida people here?
Man, they just have their own craziness to him.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised. Like, it's only Florida. It's like, you don't hear anything about Alabama. You don't hear anything about Georgia. It's just Florida.
Florida and Texas. Remember, we talk about Texas a lot.
Texas does have a lot of cuckoos there, too.
So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty crazy. And with the guy, Spider-Man, cleaning the windows, you know, he's trying to be nice guy, dressing up. Should be Iron Man. Grandma, 70, shoots alleged home intruder. Killed him before he kills me.
That's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be. Have a gun. That's what guns in your houses are for.
Yeah, but now you can't do that. You can't shoot anybody in your house.
Yes, you can.
I know you can. Technically, you can.
They have to be in your house, though.
Right, and you cannot shoot them in the back. Or at, in,
really?
On the back part, yeah, at the back part of their body at all. If you shoot somebody, the wound has to be in the front of them because the court will see it as they were trying to get out and then you shot them as they were leaving.
Huh. It used to be just they had to be on your property. Then it had to be in your house. Now it has to be in the front.
No, I think that was the thing for a while. But every time I hear a story like this, I always tell people the one story that comes to mind. When there was a burglar breaking into a woman's house, he fell through the skylight and like severed his arm on a knife in the kitchen as he fell through the skylight. He sued her and he won.
What?
Yeah.
So that's why you have to kill them.
Shoot them dead.
Shoot them dead before he kills you, whether it be by suit or by shooting you.
I don't know what you mean by suit, but I'm going to shoot you with the ace of clubs.
No, it was a suit that, whatever, man. I don't know what I'm saying. You said he sued the lady whose house he fell into and won.
Yes.
So it's a suit, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
He won the suit.
Yes.
I'm not talking about cards.
I get it now.
This just goes to show why we are the best ones to be reading these articles. Because
yes.
We can definitely misconstrue things. But I'm just glad they posted her as wrote this as a grandma, not just a woman of 70.
Well, no. You have
why
to,
does her age make such a big... I mean, why does her generational status make such a big difference?
Because it makes for a better story. Because if you just said, woman shot burglar...
Old lady. What? 70 years old.
She's senile.
Yeah. Maybe there were kids in the house. Grandkids.
It could have been
maybe
anything.
That's what happened. Yeah.
Maybe she had a whole family. Maybe she had a whole Asian family living in her basement making Chinese food.
Mm-mm. She's definitely African American.
That's from, well, even better. That goes exactly in line with what I was about to say. That was part of the story from Lethal Weapon. Danny Glover and his family are hiding a Chinese family in his basement. And every time what was it? I think his son was dating the daughter or something. Oh no. They went to a crime scene. And there happened to be an overturned boat on the beach of the crime scene. And Danny Glover looked under the boat and it was a family hiding in it because they had just, I guess, washed ashore.
Uh-huh.
And then instead of reporting them and turning them in, he took them in and was trying to help them.
I see. So.
And then Mel Gibson would always go over to the house and be like, Linda learning how to make Chinese food?
I see. Yeah. No, I got to watch that, I guess.
Lethal Weapon 3, I think.
I've watched like maybe one of them and it was on TV and that's why I watched it.
They're pretty good.
So I've got only two more here to read. And the last one is just kind of a leave them thinking about this for the rest of the week kind of thing.
All right.
But this one here is just kind of interesting. Single mom turns to sugar daddies to help with rising daycare costs.
That should be expensive.
Yeah, that is pretty expensive. Not that I would know. But so I was just watching Cassie was watching Shameless.
Yeah.
And basically, that's what they do in Shameless. The one girl, the youngest,
does. Yeah, Debbie.
Debbie.
Yeah.
She basically does whatever she can so that she can take her kid to daycare.
Right. But I mean, who's at fault there?
The child? I mean, the...
No.
Not the child. The sugar daddy or the...
I mean, is the woman at fault? Because, I mean, she's doing what she has to do.
Right.
To do the best thing for her child. But at the same time, this guy's just an idiot because he's falling for whatever game she's thrown at him.
Right.
So
and
do you blame the guy?
He's giving her money?
Right.
But that's basically prostitution, isn't it? What is the difference?
Sex.
Sex.
Sex is the difference between a prostitute and a single mom with a sugar daddy.
So she doesn't need to be having sex with him?
No.
For him to give her money?
No. Just, hey, daddy, can I have $350?
What kind of person does that, though?
Somebody who's got it. Somebody who's got it like that. And they're like, I'll do anything for you. I love you so much, baby. I love you, and I love your child like it's my own.
I'll treat it like it's my own.
I'll do
it. You need money for daycare? I'll give you money for daycare.
No, they're smarter than that. They don't say stuff like, oh, I need money for daycare. They go about it so differently than a guy would. It's so fucking crazy. Like, the whole week is just planting small things into your head of, oh, I'm taking JoJo to daycare today. Oh, JoJo got sent home because I forgot to pay the bill last week.
Oh, you need money for the bill?
Well, no, because that kind of that's just the first part of it. Oh, no, but I have it. It's okay. And then you take them a couple days later. Oh, JoJo got sent home again. What for? Oh, it was just something stupid. Don't worry about it. And then come Friday, I'm so stressed out. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I'm further behind than I thought I was. Don't worry about it. I got you, baby. I'll take care of you.
These girls.
They're smart.
They got to do what they got to do, I guess.
But let it be the other way around. A guy asking for some help. Oh, you
it won't happen.
Stupid pussy. You're a bitch.
Exactly. No, that's not true. I mean...
No, I know. Not in today's day and age. Not with these millennials and their man buns. And they don't do anything.
Exactly. The man buns are terrible.
It's a way of life now.
I never had a man bun. I had a ponytail.
You had a man bun. You had a man
bun.
No,
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, it wasn't a man bun.
I guarantee.
I never did that curl it under thing.
Okay. How do you know what how to do it then?
What?
What?
Because that's how everybody does it. Besides me.
So this is a good one for this show. It's short and sweet, and it's perfect. Scotland bans cheap booze.
Bravo, Scotland.
Stop giving your people the cheap shit.
Just drink scotch.
Drink good something
scotch.
Better.
Good
booze is readily available. Stop trying to pay $5.99 for a gallon.
Per gallon of scotch?
Well, not even just scotch, but like I can remember in college when we'd go down to the store and it was $7.99 for a handle of vodka.
Jesus.
That's a lot of vodka for a little bit of money.
That is a lot of vodka.
And we just make jungle juice.
Just whatever you got in the house.
Throw it all in there. Sweeten that shit up.
Ugh. Sounds disgusting.
Got the job done.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I never did that. I mean, I did drink lots of cheap beer in college. Bud Light, Budweiser.
I got two rapid fires. They go hand in hand, and then you're going to leave them with their thought of the week.
Yep.
First one, man arrested for loot acts with a toothbrush. And the one that goes hand in hand with that is, man stunned after attempting sex with car in Kansas.
Dude, that's the muffler one.
Oh, is it?
I think I saw that. There was a guy who tried to have sex with a car by sticking it in the muffler.
That's
holy ouch, if that was on and whatever, gross again. Exactly.
It doesn't matter because he was taken to Cloud Nine. Because he was performing a lewd act with the toothbrush while banging the muffler of the car.
Taking it. It's the caterpillar thing.
Taking it and giving it.
Yeah. All right. So this is the one I want to leave everybody with because this will make you think about your runny nose during the pollen falling season here. Woman's runny nose turns out to be brain fluid leak.
Oof.
Boom.
Boom. Keep sniffing that shit up.
Exactly. Enjoy your runny nose sniffing week and your paranoia about that.
And enjoy the rest of your week without us. We will be back next week and every Wednesday with a brand new episode
of Pour Me Scotch Weekly, where we drink scotch. Find us on Twitter at PMS Weekly. Is that right?
Yes. Twitter/PMS Weekly. And the gram, same thing, PMS Weekly.
And Gmail, send us
Nobody's
your feedback.
Nobody's going to email us.
Nobody's been doing that.
Okay.
I don't understand.
So let's not even plug the email. We just use that for our signups. But
text us.
That's the big one. John is dying for a text, a voicemail. Give us something.
A till butt bra.
Till butt bra 0.
845-288-2720.
Send us a love letter. Send us a hate letter. Send nudes. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
But
do it. Don't if you want. Do that.
No. Guys, you know what to do.
Only to till butt bra.
Catch you guys next week
on
PMS Weekly. Jinx.
Peace.